end of a proposed gambling and tobacco tax increases. And in international news, fuel to engines cut off before Air India crash, a preliminary report says.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Department of Immigration has condemned the violent conduct exhibited by some residents of George Compound during a cleanup operation conducted by the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office yesterday. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka said the incident occurred as officers apprehended a suspected prohibited immigrant in the area. He said in an alarming show of disregard for the rule of law, a group of residents confronted the officers demanding the release of the suspect. Mr. Nshinka said the confrontation escalated into violence, with the crowd pelting stones at officers, injuring three immigration officers and damaging one of the department's vehicles. He said the cleanup operation, which covered Komesa, Kanyama, Garden House, Garden Chilulu, Chamber Valley, Mungwe Road and George Compound, resulted in the apprehension of 45 suspected illegal immigrants.
The incident occurred as officers apprehended the suspected prohibited immigrant in the area in an alarming show of disregard for the rule of law. A group of residents confronted the officers, demanding the release of the suspect. The confrontation escalated into violence, with the crowd pelting stones at the officers, injuring three immigration officers and damaging one of the department's vehicles. The cleanup operation, which covered Komesa, Kanyama, Garden House, Garden Chilulu, Chamba Valley, Mungwe Road and George Compound, resulted in the apprehension of 45 suspected illegal immigrants. The group includes 29 Burundians, 13 Tanzanians and 3 Congolese, all of whom failed to produce valid immigration documentation at the time of operation.
The Bookmakers and iGaming Association of Zambia has cautioned government against implementing the proposed 10% excise tax on betting stakes. In a statement, Bigger President Victor Todala said the betting and gaming sector is already one of Zambia's most heavily taxed industries. He said operators are currently subjected to gross gaming revenue taxes ranging from 15% to 35%, depending on the product, in addition to a 15% withholding tax on winnings and presumptive taxes. Mr. Sodala has warned that the proposed excise tax could push consumers towards offshore and unregulated platforms, ultimately reducing government revenue. Meanwhile, British American Tobacco Zambia Managing Director Mukovesa Maliande has urged government to reconsider a proposed 66% increase in excise duty on cigarettes.
BAT Zambia urges the government to reconsider Parliament's proposal to increase cigarette excise and adopt a more progressive and predictable fiscal approach to excise tax. Maintaining this January's 13% increase for the remainder of 2025 and adopting a predictable and sustainable approach to taxation whilst taking immediate enforcement action to close off tax leakages will result in the desired achievement of tax revenue growth while controlling the unintended increase in illicit trade and added pressure on consumers.
The Kidney Foundation Association of Zambia has criticized the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, stating that despite multiple leadership changes, little has improved in addressing the chronic shortage of essential medicines and supplies for kidney patients. Association Secretary General Augustine Mukoka has expressed concern over the continued suffering of kidney patients, attributing it to poor planning and delays in the procurement process. He has described the situation as unacceptable, warning that these shortages must not become normalized within the renal care system. Mr. Mukoka has called for urgent and comprehensive reforms to ensure a consistent and reliable supply of essential medical consumables for kidney patients across the country.
We are still running very low on, you know, reading our position about. If you talk of Ndola, probably their stock cannot be last maybe for a week. And it is similar almost, I think, in any other, you know, province, so to say, which to us, I think, is a source of concern because as earlier, you know, alluded to, our assumption is that this should not be, you know, a routine kind of, you know, running Reno, you know, services, so to say. It's like you see under 3-4 previous, you see Zamfa management, nothing seems to change.
The Zambia National Education Coalition has expressed concern over the enrollment of students into teacher training programs without the requisite qualifications. The NEC Executive Director George Hamusonga has revealed that some institutions are admitting students who do not meet the minimum grade 12 requirements, a practice he says is compromising the quality of education in the country. Mr. Hamusonga has warned that certifying underqualified individuals as teachers threatens to erode educational standards across the country. He has called for the implementation of robust quality assurance systems to ensure that only properly trained and qualified candidates are admitted into the teaching profession.
They decide to enroll people for teaching who do not have the right, you know, qualification at grade 12 level. And they have, those people have gone ahead to certify them as teachers. And also even the courses, when you train as a teacher, there are basic elements of training that are required for you to be certified as a teacher. You can't train only a few things and then at last you are certified as a teacher. So we need to quality assure. We need to carry out this quality assurance in the training of our teachers and in the readiness of our teachers.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia says the Zambia Revenue Authority has shown greater commitment in processing tax rebates and refunds to oil marketing firms. Speaking to Hot FM News Association President Dr. Kafula Mvanga said while the sector previously faced delays, most companies have received their payments this year. Dr. Mvanga has emphasized that the refunds are critical to sustaining operations, noting that they have enabled some firms to revive and expand their activities.
We've had, I think this year there's been a bit of a change of attention towards the sector because I think maybe last year or the other year we were complaining that, you know, the mines were given priority. You see, if you're operating a mine, it was in and out, okay? So you bring in your product, then they pay you off, they knock you off, they knock off that, whatever, for whatever reason that is. But we saw a bit of a shift in this year and the stance that there is taken. The only challenge usually is compliance issues. So before you claim, you do a claim on your refund, is it there will require, number one, to do your audit.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Fuel for the engines of the Air India plane involved in a deadly crash was cut off moments after takeoff, a preliminary investigation report has found. In recovered cockpit voice recordings, the report said one of the pilots can be heard asking the other pilot why cut off, to which the other pilot replied he did not do so. The London-bound Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner crashed less than a minute after taking off on 12 June from Ahmedabad Airport in Western India, killing 260 people, most of them passengers. The BBC has more.
A preliminary report on the Air India crash, which killed 260 people last month, found that fuel was cut to the plane's engines just moments before it came down. Investigators do not attribute blame, but highlight confusion in the cockpit. One pilot recorded asking the other why he'd flipped the switches used to shut off the engines. Experts say these switches cannot be moved accidentally and have suggested premeditated actions a possibility. U.S. Treasury Secretary says America's starting to see the benefits of President Trump's tariffs policy after a record $27 billion in customs duties were banked in June. Scott Bessent also noted that inflation had held steady despite the growing cost of imports. Mr. Trump said the big money would start to flow in August, when he threatened to greatly increase duties on imports from numerous countries. Fast-spreading wildfires have forced more evacuations of parts of the Grand Canyon in the U.S. state of Arizona. All residents and visitors of the North Rim have been told to leave.